I would like to make opening remarks, and after that my director would like to say a few words, and then we assume that the results are already available. If you want, we can put that the numbers on the screen. But from our side, we are four people, and this guy is Sanjay Kumar. He is our CFO. I am Sanjay.
Vidushi, can you hear them?
No, Harsh.
So unfortunately, there's some issue with audio from your side. Greetings, everyone. On behalf of IIFL Securities, I welcome you all to the third quarter FY23 earnings call of IGL. Firstly, we sincerely appreciate management's initiative to interact with the investors through this forum. Thank you very much, sir. Today,
so
we'll discuss the results in detail. We have the entire senior management of IGL. I'd make a brief introduction. Firstly, we have MD, Mr. Sanjay Kumar, CFO, Mr. Pawan Kumar, Director Commercial, Mr. Pawan Kumar, CFO, again, Mr. Sanjay Kumar, and Mr. Manjeet Singh Gulati. I'd first request MD, Sri Sanjay
Kumar. We also have Rajiv Kumar, he is Chief Marketing Officer.
Welcome, sir. I'd first request the MD to make an opening remark, subsequent to which, I'd request CFO to say a few words, and then we can open the floor for the Q&A. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, I welcome investors to this earning call.
So, just a second. So we are not able to hear you.
नहीं हो सकता तो बता दो. Are you able to hear us now?
Yeah, now it is very clear, sir. Thank you.
No, but why we are disconnecting every minute? My IT team says that there is no problem at our end.
Now it is clear.
Yeah. So, IGL has declared the Q3 results day before yesterday and declared a PAT of Rs. 278 crore. Which is 10% lower on year-on-year basis. And for the first time, IGL has crossed the five-figure mark in terms of turnover in an FY within 9 months, which stood at Rs. 11500 crore, 11,500 crore during the 9 months. IGL board has also approved payment of interim dividend of Rs. 3 per share to the shareholders. The sales has grown by 6% over the corresponding quarter in the last fiscal, and with the average daily sales going up from 7.66 million cubic meter per day to 8.12 million cubic meter per day. Product wise, CNG recorded sales growth of 8%, while PNG recorded sales volume growth of 1% in the quarter as compared to corresponding quarter last year. Q on Q, the sales volume was almost flat 0.4% growth. However, for the first 9-month period of this FY, significant growth of 19% was witnessed. On EBITDA front, the company has earned EBITDA of rupees 428 crore as compared to rupees 470 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year. The per SCM EBITDA stood at rupees 5.74, 5 rupees 74 paisa during this quarter against the corresponding previous year number of rupees 6.67 per SCM. The decrease is mainly on account of increase in the input cost of gas, which could not be fully passed on to the customers to maintain the balance between growth potential and profitability. We expect the same to be increased to the range of rupees 7 to rupees 8 per SCM in next financial year after implementation of recommendation of Kirit Pari Committee. Kirit Pari Committee report. In future outlook, we maintain our stand that company expects healthy volume growth and is likely to achieve 9 million cubic meter of sales during FY 2024 and further 10 million cubic meter per day sales in FY 2025. These are my opening remarks, and
good evening. I am Pawan Kumar, Director Commercial. I welcome all the investors in this question and answer forum. Post COVID, we are meeting first time in this format, which we will like to continue. As regard to the future outlook, we maintain our stand that the company expects healthy volume growth and is likely to achieve 9 MMSMD next year and 10 in the subsequent year. And the company will try to maintain the EBITDA in the range of 7 to 8 rupees per SCM. And the results are already available with you. And we have started working recently in the new GA, which was allotted to us. That is Banda, Mahoba, and Chitrakoot in Uttar Pradesh. We have started laying pipeline. As far as the other GAs are concerned, other than Delhi and the older GAs, we are expanding our network in a very faster manner in Ajmer, Pali, in Rajsamand, then Muzaffarnagar, Meerut, and Shamli, and then Karnal and Kaithal. And we are also expanding quite fast to cover the entire Hapur district and the outer part of the Meerut. The jobs have already been tendered out. And this area being, you know, quite populous and paying capacity also quite high, we expect that the sales volume from this area will be now. I welcome investors, and we can straightway go to the question and answer session.
Sure. Really, sure. Thank you. Really appreciate the opening remarks and brief overview. I'd request the participants who would wish to ask questions, kindly either type in the chat box so that we can read them and recite them for the management, or you can raise hand. We'll call out your name and unmute your line, and you can go ahead with that. We'd wait for a minute or so. So the first question is from Yash Goenka. Vedashree, can you unmute Yash's line?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. I wanted to know, what is the OMC commission and DTC discount for CNGs in NCT region? And second question will be, can you give us the breakup of CNG volumes in PV, LCV, three-wheeler, buses, stage carrier for 9 months FY23?
So what is the OMC commission and what is the other part of question?
DTC discount for CNG in NCT region.
DTC discount. As far as commission is concerned, it is 5 rupees 34 paisa.
94.
5 rupees 94 paisa per kg. And it is under discussion. Still under discussion by the CG industry. but the provisions have been made in the account books accordingly.
We are already paying. So 594 we are already paying to the OMCs and the DTC discount is 6% of the retail price whatever is the retail price, 6% of that is the DTC discount, because they have given us, you know, all the facilities within their assistant, what is it called?
Bus depot
for setting up CNG station.
Okay, and so breakup of CNG volumes in PV, LCV, three-wheeler buses, stage carrier for 9 months?
Stage carrier and buses approximately constitute 22% of the total sales. Around 8 to 10% is DTC and DIMS. That's the broad breakup of total sales in terms of buses and larger vehicles.
Okay.
Total CNG sale is 4.5 million kg per day. Of that, 20% is DTC, and stage carrier. And what is the breakup?
8%, 8 to 10% is DTC and DIMS.
That is the total volume.
Out of the 20, 8 to 10 is DIMS and DTC. Okay. Remaining 10 is stage carrier.
I hope you got it, Yash.
I've got around 30. I've got stage carrier and DTC. That is 30-35%.
No. The total buses is 20-22%. Out of that, 8 to 10 is DTC and DIM. And remaining 10 to 12 is stage carriage.
Okay, fair. And what has been the volume growth for CUGR and MNGR for 9 months? And what is the outlook for them on margins and volume for next 2 years?
As far as CUGL is concerned, CUGL has, they have not grown in terms of volume, and their profits have also been down. As far as MNGL is concerned, they have grown by 9%, and they are maintaining the profit during the quarter as compared to last year.
Okay, and outlook on margins?
Is selling around 1.1 million cubic meters per day. And CUGL is selling around 0.33 million cubic meter per day.
Okay.
Yes, can I request you to come back in the queue? There are a lot of participants.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd request to restrict, one question per participant. There are at least 50 people in the queue, and we'd like to take as many questions as we can. So the next question is from Ronak Cheda. Ronak, please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for this opportunity, sir. Really appreciate the initiative. I had a couple of questions, but I'll restrict to one. Sir, given the litigation delays in Gurgaon, what is the realistic opportunity for us there, and what are the current volumes, if you could throw some light?
So the current volume in Gurgaon is about 1.18 million that we are selling. We are also selling to the other party in Gurgaon about 0.25 million cubic meter per day. So this is the volume that is going on. So directly we are selling about 0.18 million cubic meter per day, and through that the other party, which is Haryana City Gas, which is operating in some part of Gurgaon, we are selling 0.25 million cubic meter per day.
And sir, what could be our opportunity here in terms of volume, say next 2 to 3 years? How far we can grow?
So this, you may be aware, Gurgaon is actually under review or evaluation, whatever you call. It has been referred to PNGRB by Supreme Court.
Yes, sir.
So we expect a decision within few months, I think, when we will get the clarity about, we are a central government authorized entity. The other entity claims that they are a state government nominated entity or NOC entity. So this is a highly, technical and legal. These words have got different meanings and they depend on the interpretation. So Supreme Court has referred this matter to PNGRB. Assuming that there are no such, obstacles or no, there is a free work front available to IGL for whole of Gurgaon. In 1 or 2 years, the sale can actually escalate, you know, can improve to 0.5 million to 0.8 million also. That's the kind of sale that we can achieve in next 2 years if there are no legal issues. That is my input to you.
Thank you so much, sir. I'll come back in the question.
I think this will be the final decision. The case has been lingering on in the Supreme Court for years and years, and now it is in the final stages. And the Supreme Court has also given direction that the gas arrangement, which is presently with IGL and these private companies, is valid up to September 23 only.
Only,
so
yes.
Now it will be final, whatever is done.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
All right.
Your Honor.
We'll take a couple of questions from the chat box. The first one is from Aishwarya Agarwal. And the question is, what is your expectation for APM gas price and the gas volumes? And why do you expect the APM prices the way you expect it to be? That's part of the question.
And so as of now, about 20 million cubic meter per day of gas is being allocated to CGD sector. We do not foresee any increase in this volume. And you know, if from some other sector government allocates us some gas, it will be good for CGD sector. And about the pricing, you may be aware about Kirit Parikh committee report, which has already recommended that for the first year, the price would be $6.5 per MMBTU, which presently is $8.57 per MMBTU. So we can easily see that there is likely to be margin enhancement to us of about 6 rupees per SCM if this goes through, if this gets approved. We hope this gets approved very soon, within next 1 month, maybe by 15th of March, this should definitely get approved, because that is, it is in the, you know, government is already working on that.
Thank you. And the second part of the question is, with CNG prices close to liquid fuel, do you see volume growth, adversely getting affected?
As we are just talking about the Kirit Parikh committee reports, your allocation from APM, non-APM is around 76% currently. So once the report is implemented, there will be cost reduction on the 76%, almost 76% part of the gas. So I think that should lead to increase in the margins. And secondly, we are also seeing that the crude prices are coming down, and the gas prices, wherever they are linked to Brent, they will also come down.
Just to add what Director Kaushal was saying, the 76% is from the point of view of the total sales. If we talk about only a priority sector, it is 87%.
86 to 87. So for CNG and DPNG, it is 86-87%. For total IGL sale, it is 76%. We wanted to clarify that. Regarding the other point that you made, that the prices are very close, as Director Commercial said, that Kirit Parikh committee report has already recommended $6.5 per MMBTU. So we hope that will get approved. And that gives us a lot of headway, a lot of possibility of even maintaining the conversion rate of CNG vehicles. So more and more vehicles will be bought, because we will moderate the prices if that committee report gets through. We will moderate it slightly.
Understood, sir. Thank you very much. We'll take one more question from the chat box, and then we can come to the live Q&A. The next question is from Pinakin Parikh, and he asks, what is the outlook for gas cost in second half, and what gas, would gas cost move up higher in the second half?
Which second half?
I think he means by the calendar year.
So calendar year, we are well placed to have lower cost of gas. Most analysts are telling, you see, the European winter was so mild this year that some places where the temperature was normally -5, -6 degrees centigrade, there the temperature recorded on 1st of January was 19 degree or 12 degree or 16 degree, which shows that, that the heating requirement has gone down in Europe in recent weeks, and that is why the storages are even today full up to 76% in Europe. So we hope that LNG prices would soften and the domestic gas prices, which are available on different trading platforms, they are actually always mirroring the LNG prices. So they will be lower than the LNG prices. If the LNG prices go down to $15 in next few weeks or $12, then domestic gas will be available at even lower prices. So the 76% that he was referring to a few moments ago, so remaining 24%, most of our gas, some, you know, we will have some compensating factor in the form of better margin if we are able to source those gas. And we have been doing it in last few weeks. And that is why we have maintained this margin. We have been able to get the profit of 278 crore.
Understood, sir. Really appreciate. He further asks, how does the company view the recent ordering of EV buses by DTC?
EVs are being ordered, but major conversion so far is, you know, registration is in two-wheelers only. And the buses are being ordered. So we are also expanding into the other segments. Like we are expanding very fast into other GAs. We are, wherever work is progressing very fast. Secondly, we are looking at the long haul buses. Like, you know, we have converted a few buses in Dehradun and which are plying on Dehradun-Delhi road. Similarly, we are working with the Rajasthan State Road Transport Corporation, where we want that the Jaipur-Delhi buses should be converted to CNG. And we also want that the Haryana Roadways and UP Roadways, which operate from Delhi and passes through our GA, they also start converting their fleet into CNG. So we expect that any loss, if it is there due to e-vehicles, will get offset by these segments.
So in summary, what he has told us, that we acknowledge the threat of EV. First thing is that we know, because they are now, I think, issuing tender of 5,000 buses. We understand that buses would come, EV buses would come. And by acknowledging, we are making strategies which will compensate for this that business and give us alternate diversification for growth of our volume as well as new business in the form of EV sector also.
Also, there are a lot of dumpers, you know, heavy vehicles carrying sand and other things, building materials on the periphery of Delhi. We have been able to convert them to CNG. And we are also working with the OEMs for tractor manufacturers, because large part of this NCR, including Muzaffarnagar, Meerut, Hapur, Rewari, this forms a part of NCR where diesel vehicles more than 10 years old cannot be used. So our aim is that once we are able to convert the tractors, tractors can be used for 15 years, and being a vast agricultural land, so a large volume can be compensated from this segment.
Additionally, it's not that they are buying only EV buses, they are also buying CNG buses. So they will, both the fuels will coexist at least maybe 10 years at least. It will not be a sudden drop. I think next 4 or 5 years, we do not see any degrowth in our bus sales.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. So the next question is from Rajesh Aynor. Vidushi, can you unmute his line?
Yes, Rajesh. Hello. Yes, Rajesh, go ahead.
Rajesh,
can't hear you.
Rajesh, there is some issue with your line. What I'll do is perhaps you can, you know, come back in the queue again after a minute or so. Vidushri, can we take the next question from Amit Rustagi?
Yes, Amit. Is it Amit or Amir?
Amir Rustagi.
Amir Rustagi.
Yes, Amir.
Okay, some issue with his line as well. Vidushri, can we go with Devansh Nigotia, please?
Sir, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Sir, first of all, I'd like to congratulate for taking this initiative of hosting the calls with the investors. And I hope this practice will continue in the coming quarters as well. Sir, I have two questions. One is, when we look at the LNG mix, like you mentioned, 24% LNG we have, around 14% for the priority sector and 10% for the non-priority sector. So what is the benchmarks broadly, can you tell us? And what percentage we are still procuring from spot?
So the average price that we are paying is about $13-$14. $13-$14 per MMBTU for the remaining gas that you are talking about. You know, unfortunately, because of the APM, non-APM price being at 8.57, that price is also, the gas price without pipeline tariff is around $10 per MMBTU. So what happens is that that gas comes at $10 per MMBTU approximately, and this one, the remaining 24% or 25% of gas that we are using, that is coming at around $13-$14. It is here that that $10 will go down to about 7.25 with taxes, I'm talking about, or $7.5. And that is where the actual margins would come in.
Okay, okay. So what are the benchmarks we have broadly, like how much is linked to Henry Hub, how much is linked to oil, and how much is linked to spot? If you can give a broad percentage.
About 60% is linked to, 50 to 60% is linked to Henry Hub. This is about the remaining supply that we are talking about.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
About 30 to 35% is linked to crude oil, which could be Brent as well as JCC. Mm-hmm. And the last bit of about 5 to 10% depends on the week and fortnight and all that, is actually bought by us from the current market. That is the strategy we have knowingly kept, because sometimes we get gas which is cheaper even than the LNG price from the domestic sources. Those who have got volume for mitigation, those who have got volume for operational reason, etc. That is the best approach that an operator can have. And we are the biggest CGD operator, and we would like to continue in that fashion. That is the strategy that we are following.
I'd also like to add that this quarter we got some domestic gas at ceiling price, approximately 2% of the.
$12.46. Okay, and sir, my second question is relating to the volume growth. So we have already seen that this quarter volume growth was flattish over the last quarter, second quarter I am referring to. So what are the reasons you think that has led to a flat volume growth? And is the exit volume in the month of December or end of December was increasing? Can you give us some guidance on that?
No. So the volume growth actually depends on the general feeling about CNG, you know. So other than IGL, I'm not IGL, but other than IGL, most players have increased the prices by 5 rupees, 10 rupees, etc. There are people who are selling CNG at 89 rupees, 90 rupees, 95 rupees and all that. We would like to follow the strategy of keeping our market intact. And that has somewhat affected the sentiments of buyers. But there are new models now which are coming. So, you know, we have been talking to Maruti, we have been talking to Tata Motors, and some, you know, in Auto Expo, we were also talking to Eicher, etc. So there are some new CV models, there are some new car models which are coming, and we hope to come back with higher conversion rates later. Presently, the conversion rate is about 13,000, 14,000 per month, which we had informed you last time we were meeting.
Yeah. Okay, sir, got it. Sir, thank you for taking my questions. And once again, thanks for hosting this.
Thank you.
Vedashri, we'll take the next question from Kirtan Mehta. Kirtan, go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. Are you able to hear me? Am I audible, sir?
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. In terms of my question is about the volume growth that we are looking at. So over the next couple of years, we are looking at adding 2 million cubic meter of growth. Could you give us a breakup in terms of GAs, like which are the GAs where this would get added, incremental growth will come from, and how much of this would be from the new GAs? This is the first question.
While my director would answer this question, I believe.
As far as current position is there, Delhi is contributing to around 65% of sales volume. Noida, Ghaziabad, and Greater Noida is contributing to around 21%. Kanpur, Kaithal is just beginning. Rewari is around 3%. Gurgaon around 2%. Karnal around 1%. Meerut, Muzaffarnagar around 1%. And Ajmer is just a beginning. So we have laid vast pipeline network in Ajmer area. We are going to charge shortly. And these stations, which are DB stations, will be converted to the online stations, plus the domestic. Around 1.5 lakh domestic connections which have been issued in Ajmer will be gasified in a 2-3 months time. Similarly, we have also laid pipeline in Muzaffarnagar, Shamli, Karnal, Kaithal and Hapur area. So as we go with the charging the pipeline, the stations will be become online, plus the public will remain assured that availability is there. So more and more, we presume that more and more vehicles will be bought by the company. And secondly, whatever domestic connections we have done there, they will be gasified. So we will get the sales volume from them. And thirdly, the Commission for Air Quality Control, which controls the air quality in the national NCR, basically. So all these GAs are in NCR only, including Meerut, Muzaffarnagar, Hapur. So we have been given a target to connect all the industrial areas by March. So I think few industrial areas are remaining, which will be connected by the March. Whatever industry is there, that will also bring us commercial and industrial.
Would you be able to quantify the volumes that you're talking for the industrial conversions? How much additional can come from the conversions that we are targeting over the next 6 to 12 months?
See, we are targeting around 9 million per day by the end of next year. So that 1 year will be part of, 1 million will be part of, major part will come from this these areas only.
Right. So, what he is telling is that additional sale expected in the next financial year end is 1 million cubic meter per day. And in the year after that, another 1 million. Out of this 2 million, 50 to 60% will come from CNG sale in these new GAs that he has referred to, which is Ajmer, Pali, Rajsamand, then Kaithal, Karnal, then Muzaffarnagar, Meerut, Shamli, and Kanpur, Fatehpur, Banda, Chitrakoot, etc. Now, these are big areas. They have got good highways, going through them. And we are targeting to set up a CNG station on these highways, which have got huge volume of traffic. Once these stations come up, our sales, and they will be on online mode, our sales will be definitely improving by these numbers that we are talking about.
Right, sir. Thanks for sort of detailed answer. Just one more follow-up around the same CNG volumes. There is also sort of the, some of the BS6 norms are kicking in March, April. Do you think that that can also translate into additional CNG volumes?
Sorry, your audio is not very clear. Can you repeat?
I was asking that there are some BS6 norms kicking in April, where the cost of conversion would go up for some of the vehicles as well. So does that translate into additional volumes for us or additional conversions for us?
See, direct CNG vehicle anyway are costlier than the petrol diesel vehicle. When you buy new vehicles, whether it is car or a truck, they are anyway costlier by about 7 to 8 lakhs. How much is it? Huh? 8 to 10 lakhs. Now, they are still much cheaper than the EV. So there will be some increase in these costs because of BS6 new norms that will kick in on 1st of April. We don't foresee much impact of that. We have not quantified what is the exact increase in the price of bus and car. We will do that now, now that you've given us this input.
Sure. And one more just follow up in terms of your long haul buses, where we are running the pilot. So are there any approvals needed before we can scale this up?
No, these are existing permits. They were available with Uttarakhand, and there are some more cases in Uttar Pradesh, then in Chandigarh, then for Jaipur, etc. So the same permits will be used for running CNG vehicles instead of, because we are offering them lower cost on operating basis. See, EVs cannot go long distance. They, in no scheme of thing, the EV can go in next 10 years for say 500 kilometers and come back, because they, nobody would like to wait for charging a bus for 6-7 hours or 4 hours or even 3 hours in a roadside dhaba or in a roadside charging joint. So that is where we saw the opportunity. That is what Director Commercial was referring to, that we have cultivated this, and now we are in serious discussion with some carriers and state transport corporations for taking up this kind of CNG usage.
Sure, sir. Thank you for this clarification. If I can squeeze in one more last question.
Kirtan, can I request you to come back in queue?
Sure.
Thank you. Vidushi.
Thank you, Kirtan.
Vidushi will take the next question from Rajesh Ainor. Hopefully now you should be able to ask the question.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes, please.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. My question is around, you know, EBITDA per SCM, which we have recorded. In the third quarter, it was around 5.7. And if I look at your initial comment, you're saying you will try to maintain it between 7 to 8 rupees. So one thing is, you know, what are the variables which have gone into this 5.7 number, which we have reported? Because I guess we have accounted $8.5 as the APM cost and not what is recommended by Kirit Parit committee, right? And how cannot, do we expect it to improve it back to 7 to 8 range?
We cannot account anything lesser than what we have paid. And the committee does not say that they will reduce the cost on retrospective basis. So whatever payment is to be made to the gas seller for APM, non-APM gas, that is gone. So that is why the EBITDA is at 5.66 rupees per SCM. And we hope that this committee, Kirit Parikh committee report, will be implemented by 1st of March to 15th of March. That's the usual time that takes for approval of any, such high impact proposal. And how we will get to 7 rupees, my reference to 7 rupees was on an yearly basis. And we are sure, because of softening of the prices, we will be able to maintain 7 rupees per SCM EBITDA for the full financial year. We're not talking about any quarter. That is the...
I would also like to add that we have recently taken one price hike in December. So this quarter, it had an impact for only one month. In the next quarter, it will have an impact for the full quarter. So that might... help increase the per SCM EBITDA.
And sir, if we look at, you know, the APM gas price formula itself, now Henry Hub as well as few of the European indices, they had a large weight in that. And if I look at Henry Hub price itself, has actually collapsed from whatever high of $8.5 to almost $3.5 now. So even if we have to go by, you know, the normal calculation as per the formula, which was earlier before or through which we are paying right now, do you think there is a significant downside which is possible in the APM price itself? Because 8.5 can actually come down to maybe...
The first of April price of APM, non-APM will be based on 12-month data of 4 indices. Henry Hub, Canadian gas, Russian gas, and NBP. And these, the calculation period is 1st of January 2022 to 31st December 2022. So that period is already over. We expect the prices, if it is not moderated by Kirit Parikh committee, it may actually go up by 50 cents to $1 or $2, it will not go down if there is no implementation of Kirit Parikh committee report. So I would be open about it. If the Kirit Parikh committee report is not coming, then this price may actually increase by 50 cents or $1. That is my hunch.
Okay. And then when will the recent fall get reflected in the APM price formula? By third or fourth quarter, or will it be CY24 itself? Hello?
Rajesh?
Yeah.
Could you get me?
I asked a subsequent question that when will it, when will the recent fall in Henry Hub and other indices get reflected in the APM price formula?
So on 1st of October 2023, I'm assuming that there are no changes in the mechanism and Kirit Parikh committee report is not implemented and it goes on as per the domestic gas pricing guideline of 2014. Then 1st of October 2023, the calculation period will be 1st of July 22 to 30th of June 23. So then this impact will be visible in the APM price.
Okay. Understood. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Okay.
Thank you. Can we take the next question from Maulik Patel? Maulik, go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and thanks for this initiatives. We hope that you continue with this initiatives in subsequent quarter. Sir, I have one question. Can you just highlight that?
Can you be louder, please?
Yeah, sure. I will be. So can you just highlight that post this almost 50% increase in CNG price over the last 7-8 months, what has been the impact on the retrofitment market? Has your conversion came down significantly from the top of whatever 15,000, 16,000 per month?
Maulik, this data is available on parivahan.gov.in. We used to see conversion in our geographical areas of around 16, 17,000 per month. Presently, it is around 13, 14,000 per month. So people are buying, people are converting their old vehicles to CNG. They are buying CNG vehicles, but it had gone down. And we are very sure with the implementation of Kirit Parikh committee report that traction would come back and people will be back again. They have...
Sir, I lost you in the last line. You are not audible.
Manjeet ji, this is some issue from your line. Can you please check? We are unable to hear you.
Now we can hear you, sir.
Could you hear our reply?
Yeah.
Are you getting me?
Yes, sir. Now we are getting you, sir.
That time you were not getting us. Is
only
it?
See, the last line. Last line I couldn't get you.
See, what I was telling is that.
So again, we are unable to hear you. I don't know what is the issue, but...
Report implementation, which is expected in few weeks.
Sure.
We should get back the old numbers. And what our CFO added that the conversion is actually new vehicles as well as retrofitment in the old vehicles of CNG kit.
Okay, got it. And sir, one more question. In terms of the time frame which you are looking to set up the network or large part of the capex for your new GA, starting from the Muzaffar and subsequently, how many years we can see that the elevated capex level of around 1300 to 1400 crore of capex annual every year? How many years we will have that number?
Thank you.
Sir, did you get my the second question? We had actually lost you. Now can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, so
can we go to the next question?
Yeah, sir, my second question is that this for how many years this elevated capex which we are doing in the new GS that will last? I mean, currently we are doing it in the capex of around 1300 crore rupees. How many years you see that numbers?
See, we've got some large geographical areas like Ajmer, like Banda, Chitrakoot, Kanpur. Mm-hmm. So we expect this high capex to continue for 3 to 5 years.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Sure, thanks. Next question is from Nitin Tiwari. Nitin, go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir. I hope I'm audible and thanks for taking... sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sir, my question is related to the Kirit Parikh recommendation that you pointed out and also the conversion rates that you pointed out. So there is a decline in rates that we have seen as far as vehicle conversion is concerned. So once Kirit Parikh recommendations are implemented, would you pursue a margin improvement or would you pursue a price reduction and hence a volume growth? What would be your focus area?
We will balance the interest as well as consumer interest. We have not increased the CNG prices very high level. So we will offset that and we will utilize the part to gain on the margin front and a part will pass on to the customers.
Okay, sir. And sir, secondly, like, you know, LNG prices have started declining. So given that you pointed out earlier in the call that the allocation of incremental APM gas is difficult and incremental domestic gas allocation is also difficult. So would you be looking to get into more LNG contracts going ahead? Are you having those discussions with suppliers?
So we have about 2 million cubic meter per day of LNG contracts already with us. And which, you know, we are getting some part of that is not coming, but we are getting a lot of RLNG volume.
Hello, I think the connection is lost. Hello, sir, I lost your answer. I can hear you now, sir.
So we have many LNG contracts. We will add up some more LNG RLNG contracts. But instead, we are also analyzing the domestic gas available because there is a lot of increment in domestic volume also. And there are some new biddings which are going on. And we hope to win some gas there so that we don't need to, you know, actually source RLNG. The strategy is being worked out. It will depend on how much of domestic gas is available at our end because that is a bidding part. So you don't know what volume you will win, how much you will win.
Sure, sir. Thanks for answering my question, sir. I'll get back in queue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. So we'll take a couple of questions from the chat box. One question is from Ronak Cheda. His question is on the capital allocation. So the question is, given the strength of the balance sheet, why does the board not think of increasing the payout ratio for the company?
So we've already yesterday declared 3 rupees dividend and we are working in that direction. First, for the first time ever, we have declared an interim dividend. Normally we used to declare only once, I think. So we have given 3 rupees per share dividend, which the record date is, I think, 7th of February. Harsh, I hope you got the point.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. So there's another question from in the chat box. It comes from Vikash Jain. So his question is, hi Sanjay ji, is it fair to assume volume growth of 10 to 12% YOY going ahead in FY24 as well as FY25?
So the answer is, Vikash ji, we are definitely working on that. 1 million next FY, another million the year after that.
Sure, thank you. So we'll come back again in the live Q&A. The next question is from Devansh Nigotia. Vedashri, can you unmute his line? Yeah, Devansh, go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand, if we look at QOQ, the APM has increased from $6 to $8.5, which is, I think, 70-80% of procurement. But our RMC per SCM has just increased by 10%. But what we understand is with $1 per MMBTU increase, 3 rupees per SCM, the raw material cost per SCM.
Devansh, can you be a little slower because we are not getting you? Can you be louder also, please? Devansh.
Yeah. Is this loud? Am I audible? Yeah. So my question was regarding the raw material cost of procurement for gas. So if we mentioned that 75-80% is APM gas procurement for us, and that has increased QOQ from $6 to $8.5 per MMBTU. And what we understand is with every $1 per MMBTU, 3 rupees per SCM raw material cost increases. But when we look at our blended raw material cost per SCM for this quarter and we compare it QOQ, it has increased from 35.1 to 38.3. So just a little confused, if you can help us understand then how much has the non-APM fallen. And even within that, we mentioned that there are three different sources of procurement. So if you can just...
Last quarter, the cost of gas was mainly consisting of APM, non-APM price of about $6.2, I think, plus the taxes and the RLNG cost of $25 approximately.
Okay.
This quarter, the cost is $8.5 APM, non-APM, plus the taxes, and RLNG cost of about, $14-$15.
Got it.
It depends. Okay. Every day, the volumes are different. It's a nightmare for us. We run a linear programming model there. We can't let any CNG station go dry. So we have to really... even in the night, we have to arrange gas for next day and all that. But that is the team IGL. They have the expertise. They have been working in this field for last 25 years. We are the best people for last 24 years. And we are the best people to manage any such, movement or any such supply constraint. So that is how we have been able to manage this cost. What you meant was that if the APM, non-APM price has gone up by more than $2, why your cost has only gone up by a few rupees per meter cube? Yes, I have answered your question.
Yes, sir. Sir, another one was relating to, the capex that we mentioned for the GS that we have won for next 3 to 5 years, we have guided an elevated capex. Beyond that, if you don't win any GA, how much would the capex drop and what would the amount be? And if you can just share some data point over there.
See, there will never be any new GAs which will be allotted by PNGRB. The new GAs which will be allotted by PNGRB are up in hills only, like Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, etc. Mm-hmm. So there will be GAs which will be, after 5 years, you may be aware PNGRB allows them to through M&A to sell the GA rights to some new player. So that kind of addition to the GAs is possible. Normally it is a competitive process or a discussion process which goes through there. The capex that we are talking about for next 3 to 5 years of 1300 to 1500 or 1600 crore is actually in our GAs which are already there with us, which is Banda, Chitrakoot, Mahoba, Kanpur, Fatehpur, Hamirpur, then Ajmer, Pali and Rajsamand. We are actually talking about these only, and also Karnal and Kaithal. So in all these places, the steel pipeline is going to get commissioned. And there we will say get the additional volumes that we have been talking about for last 1 hour, about 1 million and 2 million cubic meter in next 2 years.
And okay. Out of that, how much percentage is, so 13 to 1300 that you mentioned, how percentage towards the new GA and what is the percentage towards the existing maintenance capex for existing GAs? If you can just dissect between that.
That's negligible. Most of it is in new GAs only, because laying the steel frame, what I mean is the rim of pipeline, the outer ring. That is very costly. The steel pipeline costs are more than 1.5 to 2 crore per kilometer, whereas MDP pipeline costs about 20 lakh rupees per kilometer. So the major cost is actually towards towards new GAs. In Delhi, specifically in Delhi, we are laying some steel pipeline just to connect some of these stations where we are having pressure problem, just to improve the pressure, just to improve the supply security of the national capital territory.
Okay. And in case of the CNG, we mentioned that from 16,000 peak, we are at 13,000 conversion. But when we look at CNG volumes, they are flat QOQ. So, you know, can you help us understand how the volumes have actually shaped up and why it has not translated into QOQ growth?
Can you repeat the question, please?
For CNG, we mentioned that the conversions are from 16,000 per month vehicle peak is now 13,000 per vehicle peak, 13,000 vehicle per month currently. But when we look at the CNG volume, December over September has actually been flat or slightly degrown. So if you can just help us understand how conversions are getting affected in this
gap. Any conversion is actually addition of the pool of CNG vehicle. So it should typically have gone up, but because of, you know, there were some festival days followed by some holidays, etc., school closures, etc., and because of that, the volumes have come like this.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
We will have major impact in the volume when our steel pipeline in Ajmer and in Kanpur gets commissioned in next 2-3 months.
Okay.
Just to add that you might be aware that generally the winter vacations in school are for 1 week. This time it was 2 weeks. So that has also impacted the CNG volume.
Got it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Devansh. Vedashree will take the next question from Siddharth Chauhan. Siddharth, go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, what are the margins on industrial volume versus PNG? Can you shed some light on it?
So industrial margin is approximately 4 to 5 rupees per SCM, and a similar amount for DPNG also.
DPNG over 3 rupees.
More or less, 3 to 4.
Okay.
Actually, okay. Gas allocated to these sectors are different, so the margin is approximately 3 to 5 rupees.
Okay. Thank you so much. And also one more thing. So, how many new CNG stations have you set up in, you know, in 9 months period?
This year we plan to set up 75 stations. 40 have already been commissioned. Our major thrust this year is to commission online stations only, where operating cost is optimal. And we are trying to convert also DB stations to online stations so that we can rationalize our operational costs.
Okay. So just to follow up, so if the KPC recommendations are approved and the APM gas price comes down, so, you know, how do we see the new stations coming up in FY24?
How do we see?
So how many new stations do we foresee coming up in FY24?
If the prices get stabilized, so we plan to commission at least 125 stations, at least every year. But our focus is on commissioning online stations only, because the operating cost in DV stations is very high. That's why we are laying large network of the steel pipe.
Okay. DV stations are those where we have to carry the gas through trucks. Online is where we are getting it directly through pipeline. So the operating cost or the transportation cost is lower in case of online stations. So our focus is on that part.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir. This was very, really helpful.
So can we take the next question from Sabri?
So can this be last question, please?
Sir, there are at least, 10 questions in the queue. I'd request at least a couple of more so that a lot of investors can get to interact.
Okay. You go ahead with 10 questions, but count them now.
Sure, sir.
Because we have some engagement.
Sure.
No problem, Harsh. 10 questions, no problem.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, one question, Syed, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Sabri Hazarika from MK Global, and thank you for this.
So Sabri, just... जोर से बोलिए, आवाज नहीं आ रही है आपकी.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my question is on your pricing and margin scenario. So this quarter you have taken a price hike of 3 rupees. Last quarter you've taken a price hike of 3 rupees. Then again, this was followed by 1 rupee hike. So what basically determines this kind of increases, and what the time period that you are taking, and how do you view it, and how do you decide that we should be at say 6 rupees margin?
Be louder.
Yeah.
Sabri, we are losing you. Can you be a little louder?
आपकी आवाज बहुत धीरे आ रही है.
Yeah, अभी आ रही
है. Is it अभी आ रही है?
हाँ.
थोड़ा नजदीक जाके बोलिए ना माइक्रोफोन के.
Yeah, sir. I'm just wearing the headset only. So just wanted to know, how do you decide that you have to be at say 6 rupees during this quarter and take 1 rupees hike now, 3 rupees hike say at some other time? So what is the guiding principle behind that?
Basically, you want to remain competitive with the alternative fuels. There are certain areas where if we go for the actual price hike, the CNG prices will be higher than the diesel petrol price. So we are looking at a larger perspective, because the prices will get stabilized very soon. So we are having a larger view that even if in the short term we are not earning, but we have a long term view that there's a potential of huge earning in the future if the people are committed to CNG vehicles.
Right, sir. That's all. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Avri. Next question is from Ankit Shah. Ankit, go ahead.
Yeah. So can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you for taking my question. My question is on setting up of EV charging stations and battery swapping stations. So we shared that, we had a plan of setting up 300 to 500 EV charging and battery swapping stations over next 3 years. Can you share the planned capex for this piece? And can you share some more detail on this piece in terms of, whether these will be on our own network of CNG stations, or will this be fresh new stations, cost per station and revenue margins, etc.?
We will come back to you with these details, Ankit. We don't have it ready-made here. As of now, we are working on separate outside CNG station also on 50 pieces of land. We have just finalized that kind of transaction where we are likely to set up 50 more EV stations, but we'll come back with the model to you.
Yeah, on the profitability part will come, but Delhi government has already allotted us around 50 sites for setting up EV charging stations, and we are working on that.
Which is other than the 250 COCO station. And outside Delhi also, there are so many stations. So, 500 is on track.
Just to add that these capex, as compared to our existing capex, will not be very significant.
Much lower than CNG station, So, these chargers are much cheaper.
And the financial models for these kind of business have not been stabilized yet.
Yet to evolve.
Yeah. So, it's evolving and... we'll also go along as they want.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Ankit. Sir, if you don't mind, we'll take 2-3 questions from the chat box.
Yeah.
Because a lot of questions are piled up there. First question is, can you share some insights from your discussion with the ministry on APM gas price, volume, and the timelines, particularly now that, Kirit Parekh recommendation is in the public domain?
No discussion should be shared here, ministry. Thank you. I would just like to clarify that IGL was not a part of the committee, Kirit Parekh committee. So we are you know, we only know what is there in the report. We are not aware about any internal discussions about approval of that.
Sure.
One thing is there, since the government is committed for public, so we expect that the final outcome will be favorable to IGL.
Okay. Any update on smart metering, you know, and the natural gas cylinder foray? That's another question in the chat box.
Smart metering we are working on. The problem is that the smart meter cost is, you know, twice or between 100% more to 150% more than the AMR meter. And AMR meter is 100 to 150% more than the normal meter. So this is always a, you know, battle between feasibility of such high cost meter versus the gains that we will make out of it. We are working on setting up a metering plant where all these options we are putting, you know, the normal meter, the AMR meter, which is automatic meter reading property of the meter, and the online meter, where prepaid meter, where you can put money and then only the gas will come. The metering plant we are working on, we will start job on that most likely now, you know, in 3-4 weeks.
Sure, sir. Clear. Thank you. The next question is from Vishnu Kumar. Vedashri, please unmute his line.
Thank you, sir. My question is on the volume and gas percentage of what we get from the domestic gas percentage. Now, you mentioned that we may target 1 million SCM of incremental volume for next 2 years. And we currently are at about 90, closer to about 90% of gas, domestic gas. Do you see this number going to 60, 65? Because incrementally, domestic gas at cheap price may not be available. So how should we see this scenario? One, whether we go to 50, 60 in 3-4 years, and what is the EBITDA per SCM that you think will happen in this scenario?
For the FY24, the EBITDA that we expect will be more than 7 rupees. It could be 8 rupees even. The volume that we expect, additional volume of 1 MMSCMD in FY24 and additional 2 MMSCMD in FY25 will come from market sources. Market sources, by which I mean free priced gas in the domestic market as well as RLNG. We do not expect any higher allocation of APM, non-APM gas. You see, one thing I would tell you, Vishnu, gas market has never remained at this kind of price for so long. It's about 1 year now and 8 months that the prices have been more than $18. And if you look at the history of gas market in last 25 years, never has it remained at such elevated level for so long. So by your principle, by, you know, the CFA principles, if and the normal market chit chat that we are hearing, if something goes up to that extent, it should go down and remain low for longer. So we expect that there will be golden period for us very soon, when the prices will remain at around $10 to $12, and we will be able to force the required 2 million cubic meter gas in 2 years and manage our margins also effectively. This is our view.
But just the point on the same question is that however, we are going to replace the 2 MMSCMD of gas, the new one.
That's what from about, I told. That's what I told. We will buy that gas from the market.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Yeah.
So last question is from Vardarajan. Vedashri, please unmute his line.
Thanks, Harsh. Sir, my question was the first question which somebody asked about the segment-wise demand. So you had given the number for DTC and the carriages. If you can give the same number for CVs, cabs, as well as private car owners. Percentage share of demand currently.
So it's
around 40% is from private cars, and another 40% is from taxis and then other commercial vehicles, and 20% is from buses. So that's the broad breakup.
Any breakup available between CVs and the other part of the
that data we do not have separately. We
can work out and come back to you, Vartha.
Great, sir. I'll come back. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Two questions.
So that was actually the last question. So on behalf of
my specific question.
Sorry?
Just a minute.
Sorry, did I interrupt you, sir?
Just a minute, just.
The vehicle population is 51% out of the 100% if I take
volume. Theek hai, we will come back to you, Vardhaji.
Sure, sir. Thanks, sir.
That was actually the last question, sir. So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of IIFL Securities, I thank you all for attending this webinar. And my special thanks to the IGL management for, letting us host the call. Really appreciate, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in case your question has remained unanswered, please feel free to, drop a line to me. I'll forward it to the management and have it answered. Any last remarks, sir, would you like to make before we conclude the session?
First of all, thank you very much for sparing time in hearing us. I just want to assure that, Amrit Kaal mein achha samay shuru hua hai. The good time will start very soon. And we are hopeful that IGL will ensure that investors are rewarded suitably, because due to the decrease in gas prices and increase in volumes. So we are sure that IGL will progress well and will take care of the investors' interests. Please have full confidence in us.
And also from our side, the contact point is Manjeet Gulati. He is sitting here. So whatever be the additional queries, please send to him. And if any other investor wants to talk to us, please talk to him. I can't actually speak to you without his clearance. So he is the main man.
Very helpful, sir. Loud and clear. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks all.
Thank you. Thanks.